Matthew and Mark, in their Gospels, the first time we hear about Simon is when Jesus is walking along the Sea of Galilee and he calls him, Simon and his brother Andrew. In the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, Jesus gives his inaugural address in the synagogue in Nazareth, walks out, goes to the Sea of Galilee, meets Simon, calls him, and it says Simon followed him immediately. Gospel Luke is different. The first time we hear of Simon is in today's gospel. He hasn't been called yet, but he's in Simon's house. And Simon witnesses Jesus heal his mother-in-law, heal all these sick people, drive out demons. He witnesses the power and the goodness of Christ. And then after this, this is the end of chapter 4, the beginning of chapter 5, is Jesus calling Simon to follow him. I like that version. Jesus always shows us goodness and reasons to trust him before he makes demands on us, before he invites us further in. Mother Teresa is going to be canonized Sunday. We see that in her life, this train ride in the mountains of India to Darjeeling, where she met him, and for 2 years he loved her heart like crazy. And then after that, all this incredible, incredible witness she gave. So that's why we come to Mass every morning, right? Everyone, we come here for the Lord to fill us with his tremendous love and strength, convincing us again to trust him throughout the day. Let us do that.